I'm Wanda Means. Thank you for listening to the very best of One Blunt Woman. In this episode 68, I have my two good friends, Kim Gatlin and Leanne Locken, and oh, what a trifecta of bluntness. Hope you enjoy it. Okay, Okay, we're almost at Christmas, and the first segment is always me and my mouth. And I have not had to order one Christmas gift because my kids go on Amazon. You know, usually when your kids, years ago, you'd write a list down. Mm-hmm. They go onto Amazon and they order it and they stick it in the cart. And all I have to do is click order now. It's the easiest way to do Christmas.
Oh, I love that for you.
I don't have kids, so.
Well, I'm telling you, I got four.
You can do it for Rich, Leanne.
Yeah, do it for your hubby. Put it in the cart. Don't worry about it. Oh, that's so easy.
I got two items at the stocking auction at Legacy Counseling the other night at the Roundup.
Legacy Counseling?
It's an organization that assists the LGBT community.
That's great.
HIV positive community.
Thank you. I'm glad that you
They're my
that.
Heartstring.
I love it. So I'm having Leanne on my show. Leanne.
I could be a Leon.
No, you can't.
We've got a costume for that, too.
Give me a minute.
So Leanne is on my show. We had drinks the other day. And Leanne is very similar to me in our childhood experiences, except her A score is way higher than mine. And I know I've talked
is
about
it
the A
really?
Score. It is.
What's yours?
Mine's a 6.
Damn, you bitches ain't got nothing going on.
Kim's a 5.
We're slacking under
by default, Leanne is a 9.5.
I have no one who can even comprehend life to interview me. I'm out.
I know. I thought we would be close, and that's why I had you take. I sent you. I texted you. I said, please take this test because it's really important. And you're like, oh, whatever. And you're like. Yes.
I didn't even have to finish the question.
Yeah, I know. You just
it's like, has a parent ever, before you were 18, has a parent ever raised their hand? Well, my mom and I got into a big old hair pulling contest once. I think that counts.
I get a 10.
Curiously.
We had hold of each other, and my mom was like, let go. And I was like, you let go.
What were you spanked with?
Switches.
Switches.
Grandma would go, we had bushes. We had red tip patinas in the front yard of the bushes. And she would, if I was real bad, most of the time.
Rarely, yeah.
Most of the time. She'd go pull a switch off the bushes and then strip the leaves off.
Oh, honey.
Mm. Yeah, we didn't have belts at our house.
Yeah. I was spanked with a belt.
Suspenders don't do much.
They really don't.
Wooden spoon. I mean,
a wooden spoon. My mother did have this thing where, because we ate at Piccadilly a lot, especially after church. My mother had this thing.
Did you have Sunday brunch?
Yeah, every day, every Sunday
cafeteria.
After. Yeah, yeah. So we go to Piccadilly, and my mom would take a teaspoon because they're a little longer. And if my brother or I misbehaved, my mother, with cat-like reflexes, could reach across the table with that teaspoon, whack you in the center of your head, put that teaspoon back down, and continue eating. No one in the restaurant saw it, but you sure did feel it. And it hurt.
Oh, Leanne, honey, I feel your pain. I do. I mean,
I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think it was like abusive at all. I was like, shouldn't have said shit. I mean, you know.
So I've talked about the ACE test and it's the adverse childhood experiences. And so if you score 4 or more, and you're 9.5, honey. You score 4 or more on this test, you're...
I've never been under a 10. I am so disappointed.
You know what? I'm going to add you a chapter in my book. Leanne, that bitch beat me again. 9.5. And the only reason you're 9.5 because we couldn't distinguish between jail or prison.
Yeah, so jail, you just visit. Prison, like, you got to stay a couple of nights. I mean, it's like, you got to know the difference.
Shock. I wish we'd had this conversation before because I got to take this in. I mean... The reason they had this test is because there are, you know, we all have addictions.
Yeah.
We've all had our own addictions. I mean, you name it. I had
hardcore addictions, so I didn't, that's why I've never, I've never done an illegal drug.
Ever.
But because I had an addictive.
Was illegal, but it's legal in Colorado. So have you done it there?
No.
Okay, you've never done it. Okay.
And I was a child. It wasn't legal back then.
So you've never done pot.
You don't seem like a drug person.
It's not that. Oh, man, look at this picture of you. Look how pretty she is.
She's gorgeous.
Cute. I like that. I mean, I think that was at SiriusXM.
I'm so off on these stupid cameras. You're so hot, Leanne, I'd have sex with you. But I know. What do you say?
Strictly dickly, babe.
Strictly dickly.
Sorry.
So I did my research on you, Leanne.
Okay.
Because I find you to be a fascinating woman.
I love when people do research on me because I'm always like,
yeah, I know.
Who fucked what up?
Who is your source?
Right? Seriously.
You and I know a lot of the same people.
Okay.
But... like me.
Well, of which I like more than you.
Yeah, well, because...
Because she's new.
Because you're new. You're 5 minutes in this. You'd be 20 years in this
shit. I'm easygoing.
Hey, I invited y'all to the Highland Park football game, and neither one of y'all wanted to come.
That is not an invitation. That is an insult.
That is socialization in Highland Park all day long.
That is not an invitation.
Okay, game's Friday night. Y'all want to come?
No. I've done my time. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so according to this, my research on you, it says you're not a wealth socialite, as are most of the stars.
I'm not a wealthy socialite?
I think they left the Y off.
Well, I know. Yeah. What the hell?
So, yes, in perception of the universe, especially Bravo's perception.
Because you don't have a private plane.
No, because I don't.
I don't have one either.
No one on our cast has a plane. It's that I don't flaunt money. I've never needed to flaunt money. Money's something you should respect, not flaunt. So if you're flaunting it, it means you're either new with it or you don't respect it. Right. And if you don't respect it, guess what you do?
Lose it.
But you've worked your ass off your whole life.
My entire life. Since
you
the time
have
I was
never
two and
worked.
A half. No, I still work. I'm going to work after this.
This is my favorite. Your temper goes from a 0 to 10 at warp speed.
At warp speed! Damn straight. Me and Star Wars, babe.
Okay, so that brings me to my next thing I'm going to talk about.
Sure.
Remember we had a conversation about the part of our brain? Remember what it's called?
The amygdala.
The amygdala, right? So the amygdala is this tiny...
Mine is my entire brain. I have decided I can knock on it. Oh, there it is.
Wait. Most of us have a frontal lobe, which we make our wise decisions from, but Leanne has got her amygdala that has taken over the entire damn thing.
It's true. Every now and then I have to tuck it back in my ears.
We all know the amygdala is this teeny little almond-shaped little guy, and sadly does control a lot of our mind. So when I haven't mentioned you're on the show, Real Housewives of Dallas. Mm-hmm. I've watched a few episodes. I don't watch a lot of television. Don't be offended because my boyfriend's a television director and I don't even watch the shit he produces. So
I am not into TV. I'm happy that you don't watch. It's a good thing. It's the only reason you're sitting so close.
So, but maybe you and me later.
No.
So
strictly dickly.
Kim is the same way.
I'm telling you.
Some of us are just spoiled.
Sweetie, you can call me a kitty, but it ain't going to happen in my universe. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about your amygdala.
Okay.
Now, I know I did see a part of one of the episodes where you stormed off and...
The reunion.
Maybe the end. Yeah. And you know that was your amygdala, right? Unless it was planned. I don't know.
No, it wasn't planned.
Let's just assume your emotional mind took over.
But I will say that was not an amygdala moment. That was a moment of, here's my logic. And there is a huge portion of my mind that sticks very logic, but I'm very Texas logic, which is, and I've said it a million times to everybody that works for Bravo and I work directly with, and that is do not lie to me. I have very few rules. I really have very few rules.
So that's a trigger in your mind because you were lied to, obviously, at
a young
age.
You lie to me and I owe you nothing.
And that's a trigger in you.
You lie to me, I owe you nothing. My mother was a habitual liar, if not still is.
Huge trigger. And I do remember seeing part of that episode with your mother coming in. And honestly, Leanne, I got to tell you, I could feel your pain. I have zero relationship with my mother.
I was grateful they didn't show the part where the therapist said, do you want a relationship with your mother? And I was like, I don't know if I do.
Yeah.
And she was like, she started crying. And I was like, it just sounds like a lot of fucking work. I mean, and it does. It sounds like a lot of work. I'm lazy.
Well, the problem is you've made it this far without her.
I've made it my entire life without her.
And people forget that Lucky Sperm Club works both ways.
Yeah, the Lucky Sperm Club works both ways.
There's a lot of parents who want to claim their kids after the fact when they should have wanted to be a parent a lot earlier.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I agree.
So, when we've done a lot of work together, Kim, and with my book, and thank you, by the way, you're a huge help for me. Thank you.
I've loved it.
Your mom will call, and you're like, hold on, I gotta talk to my mom. I'm like, if my mother called me, what the fuck is she calling me for?
What and I'd be like,
send a voicemail.
Poor Wanda is so heartbreaking. She's like, what is that like? What is it like to have a mother you really like?
I said that to her. I said that to you today.
What is that?
And your mother said,
and
my mom said,
says,
say hello.
Tell Wanda hi. Yeah, mom loves Wanda.
What is that like to have a mother that
you
want to take her
been.
Phone call? That is so fucking basic.
My real father used to refer to my relationship with my mother as near sick because we were so close.
But I love that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I couldn't
love
that.
wonder, like...
I had that relationship with my grandmother. I mean, my grandmother was my universe.
And that's why you were so devastated when you lost
her. I would have slayed dragons for my grandmother. I mean, if anybody ever came for my grandmother, I would have destroyed them. Like, there would have been nothing left. Eviscerated them. My grandmother was my hero, my everything. In my life, there's God, Jesus Christ, and my grandmother. And my grandmother's footsteps are a hairline from Jesus's. That woman gave everything away, including her love and her kindness and her compassion to people who very often didn't deserve it.
I got to tell you, Leanne, I've seen you on TV and I've seen your shows and I see this persona you put on. But when you and I met the other day and you were so fucking real, I don't know how many people see that.
I'm always that way.
But I will tell you.
They just don't get, you don't get to see that on television.
Well, and they provoke her.
Seeing you be real, and because we have so much in common at the very core of our being.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for you.
Well, thank you.
I do.
Thank you.
Even though you're prettier than me, asshole.
That's Botox and filler, honey. You can buy it too. Little do for some.
Kevin, how are we on time?
You're coming up on a break pretty soon.
Wow. Kevin usually does his peaky penis.
Yeah, I just didn't want to interrupt your flow.
He does that. And so I call it the pinky penis because I remember fucking a guy with a red Corvette and I couldn't feel him when he was inside me. I call it the pinky penis.
I'm going to refrain from telling my story about that in the bathroom down on Deep Ellum.
Okay.
Oh, wait. We didn't do our pedophile report. I do a weekly pedophile report.
We can
report.
Skip that today. It's not a big deal.
Actually, it's a good
one. No, it's
today,
a good
Kevin.
One
like
this
it.
Week. Steven Tyler.
Oh, all right.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
What?
This one
he is not a pedophile.
Oh, good.
He opened Janie's house, and it is in Atlanta, and it is a home for sexually abused and battered girls.
Awesome. I love though. Him even
it's a
more.
Great
my weekly pedophile report is actually positive this
yeah,
week.
That's right.
I love that.
All right, coming up, we're going to be talking more with Leanne Locken. I'm Wanda Means, and thank you for listening to this special presentation of One Blunt Woman. And so that's the three of us. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what makes us so successful. So, Kim, you're a four. Or you're a five.
Five.
I'm a six. And Leanne, you're a whopping 10. I mean,
I'm an
look
over,
like a 10.
Overachiever.
I'm an overachiever of the group.
Yeah. Right?
Overachiever. So, but all of us are rather successful women in our own right. So... what makes you successful? I mean, I've always said, you know, given the fork in the road after I was sexually abused, because I was sexually abused at 8 years old by my stepfather. Do I choose to go down the road to be a crack whore who is selling my body? Or do I choose to be a straight A student, graduate college, move on and be uber successful, have a family, have kids, blah, 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 move on. So, I mean, that's the choice I took. I don't know if I took it knowingly, but it's the choice that was made. And I wonder, you know, I always say I'm successful despite my parents, not because
of
them.
Yeah.
I feel the same with you. Kim, you have a mother who loved you. And we were talking about this in the break. What's it like when your mom, when you actually want to talk to your mother? I mean,
when you get excited when you see she's calling.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, when my mother calls me, it's fucking dread.
Yeah,
you? Like, does your mother ever call you Leanne? I don't know. So it's challenging when we don't have the relationship we want. And it's hard
it
for
is.
Me
it's
to
hurtful.
Actually. So during the break, I'd asked you if you had heard the resilience test. Because obviously something, so many of us, if we're 12 times more likely to commit suicide, if we have a 4 or more on that ACE test, those numbers are staggering. We're more likely to have some sort of pulmonary disease, some sort of, and I know you had something... last year that you dealt with.
Right, flesh-eating bacteria.
Flesh-eating bacteria, which is obviously so rare.
I mean, listen, if it's rare, I find it.
Yeah, I know, right?
My philosophy is, you know, if you can do something completely that no one will believe, that's what you should do.
So, but the odds of us having all this shit coming to us and then what happens to us, and there's actual physical issues. What do you think made you... be the strong person that you are? And we talked about this resilience test. So the resilience test says, was there someone else in your life who said, I'm going to love you, I'm going to bring you in, I'm going to make you feel worthy? Did you have that?
My grandmother who raised me, for sure. I mean, my grandmother was my rock and my everything. I mean, yeah. You know, listen, and what I love about her was she was so damn fair, like to the point of like when I was doing pageants and I would say, Grandma, you got a direct line to Jesus. Will you just call and ask him if I can win, please? I want to win. And she was like, now, darling, I'll pray that what's meant to be will be. And I'm like, that is not what I fucking asked you to do.
See, that's how I talk.
Yeah, but I wouldn't talk. I never cussed at my grandmother. Never said
use that hotline to God.
I never said a bad word around my grandmother. The respect for my grandmother and the adoration and the, I mean, just like, I just was, that just, I bowed down before her. She was my universe.
God, I wish I had that person. I had a family friend who took me in, and I was very grateful that I had them to go to.
Yeah.
I could get out of my house. I mean, that child molester would mow the lawn in a blue Speedo.
That's disgusting.
Imagine, he had a big, huge gut and a comb over, and he would mow the lawn. We lived in Scottsdale, Arizona. My girlfriend would pick me up and be like, she named him Speedo. She would pick me up and go, oh my God, there's Speedo. And I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. I mean, every fucking Saturday.
Yeah, I'm just impressed you had a lawn in Arizona.
This one.
You're
fucking funny.
I represented Arizona at the Miss USA pageant. We didn't have a lawn.
Wait, you were Miss Arizona?
Yeah, Miss Arizona USA.
Really?
Yeah. See, I thought you did research on me.
Fuck. Well, I knew you were in the Miss USA. I just assumed Texas.
Oh, hell.
Where'd you live in Arizona?
Apache Junction.
Mexico.
You almost said Mexico.
I almost said Mesa. Apache Junction.
Wow, I went to high school in Scottsdale, and I ended up going to the University of Arizona.
Well, she had money. Can't hide money, can you?
Oh, yeah. I had lots of money. Let me tell you, I had to give a blowjob at 8 years old for that money.
Well.
Yeah, well.
I didn't.
We talked about this yesterday, Kim, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a tough day, but got some good
Kim and I have
done.
Gotten a lot of writing done. You are so good at pulling out what I want to pull out, and I know I have so much to say, and you, I mean, I know you're going to start writing yours, and I'm going to tell you, if you get any help from this woman, she's a godsend.
You're so sweet. You're easy to work with because you're so blunt.
Well, then Leanne will be
not
way
like
easier
you're trying to
work
hide
with.
Anything, you know what I mean?
This woman will be way easier to work with. She makes me look docile, and it's hard to make me look docile. So,
That is not true.
No, yes, it is. Okay, so I wanted to go over this because I think it's really important because I really want your friends and people, because I know you're in the spotlight, and I know a lot of people listen to what you say. You're on Instagram, and you're that blue light special. What do they call it?
I don't know. I don't shop Kmart.
Blue check mark.
A Walmart girl. Damn
what's
you.
That, what's that blue check called? I don't know.
Verified.
Yeah, you're... You're the
Well, so, I don't know about that.
What I'm saying is people will listen to you, and I think that you can tell people, listen, we have this small part of our brain, and it really does take over. And when we're stuck in our amygdala, it's hard to get out of it.
No, you literally, I visually can't even see where I am when I go. When that happens to me, I completely black out. And I'm just, I mean, I'm not going to fall down or walk into a wall, but I'm just saying I'm physically not in my body, it feels like.
Absolutely. You know, okay, so
yeah, disconnect.
The amygdala, because I think that you could reach a lot of people, Leanne, and I really want you to. I want you to educate people and tell them that, you know, if we come from all this dysfunction, and not, I mean, shoving a dick in your mouth at you were a young age and I was a young age, that's more than dysfunction, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a euphemism saying it's a dysfunction.
Yeah.
So you could tell people that all this, when your amygdala is given all this stimulation at a young age, it's going to grow at an abnormal pace. So if you and I were doing an MRI of our amygdala, and I'm guarantee you, we have very dysfunctional, amorphed amygdalas. So it's a part of our brain. It's in between our, in the middle, in between the middle of our eyes, the middle of our ears, smack dab in the middle of our
brain.
And it's smack dab in the middle. And it's this tiny, it's the size of an almond. And it controls. When you walked out of that show, you could not control. You could not physically take yourself out of that moment and take your brain and be like, oh, what the fuck are you doing, Leanne? Get back, get your ass back in there. You were like, your mind is going, fuck this or whatever you're saying.
Yeah. There was actually a moment. There was actually a moment at the reunion when the amygdala did take over, and that was when he was asking all of us about what's our rose and what's our thorn from this season. And I specifically remember that he was asking Carrie, and I heard her say, my thorn is rumors. And, you know, in my mind, I thought, he's going to ask me next. I better start thinking. The acting kicked in, and I said, okay, I need to start. What's my line? What am I going to say? What am I thinking? And then I started saying to myself, what's my rose and what's my thorn? And all I did was I felt his presence to me. And I just, tears just started streaming down my face. And I said, you asked me what my rose and what my thorn is. And all I can see is myself standing in a garden that's been charred black to the ground, and I'm the one who burned it.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm my own worst thorn. And he could tell that I wasn't.
We are all our own worst enemy, Leanne.
Well, he could tell that I was not mentally present. And so he kept touching my ring finger saying, but your engagement. And so he brought me back.
He's trying to bring you back.
He brought me back. And he brought me back.
We talk about this because the monks believe that if you meditate, you can change the size of your amygdala.
Really?
So maybe we all need to. I've meditated once or twice. Have you?
I tried. I'm not good at it.
I'm not good at it.
I'm not good at it.
I can't sit still that long.
I can't sit still that long.
But I did have this one woman who put me to a place, and I remember coming to. She's like, Wanda, you've been out for an hour. And I'm like, there's no way. She's like, you were.
Wow.
And I was at such peace, and I couldn't believe. I don't know what she did. But it worked.
Well, you should get her number.
And pass it out.
Seriously.
Give it to your friends.
She's better than crack.
That was my hairdresser who fired me because I was too big of a narcissist. That's another story. So the amygdala, I really want you to tell, you know, people listen to you because so many people respect you and know you fly off the handle.
Well, I think
but they need to understand that this is not something. People say to you all the time, oh, get over your childhood.
But Wanda, to your credit,
that is not possible.
Leanne and I are not stupid women, and it's not like we're either
I didn't
one.
Know that.
Yeah, we're not strangers to therapy. Neither one of us had ever heard of our amygdala or what
before.
It does or how it controls things. Or
so there's no
how it
physical
can be
bridge between your amygdala and your frontal lobe. So, and your frontal lobe is where we make wise decisions, where we sign contracts, you know, for you're signing your contract to make more money or whatever. That's your wise mind. Your emotional mind doesn't make that decision. You got someone saying, all right, we're going to do this and we're going to use our smart brain, our wise mind. Your emotional mind can't make those decisions. Think how many fights you've gotten in with your boyfriend where you just flew off the handle for no fucking reason.
Oh, there was a reason.
He's a badass.
Alcohol.
He can hold his
own. It's called alcohol.
Well, I will tell you, alcohol merely exasperates the problem.
Yeah,
and
I
am fine when I am sober. Once I start drinking, look out.
That's exactly why they don't let me have any anymore.
Well, on the good news, they also say damage your amygdala can make you horny. So, you know, I'm horny all the time. I feel like
I've worn my amygdala out.
Months on vacation.
Are you that bitch is dead.
Are you horny?
No.
Oh. But you're still menstruating, so you're still got something left there, honey. Should we talk about sex?
No.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that sometimes one is like a little boy that just found his pee-pee in the bathtub.
Put the bubble back over it.
Wait, hold on. I forgot to talk about this because it's funny. The New York Post, they talked about, there's a website, saucydates.com.
Oh, I love this.
They asked men and women how long they want sex to last. Guess how long women said.
Come on. 5 minutes.
I said 3.
26 minutes for women and 25 and a half for men. Do you think a man can last 25 and a half minutes in the bed, in the sack? Fuck no. Unless he's on Viagra. If you're with a guy on Viagra, 12 hours later, but
Rich could last 2 hours.
I told her that the only person I was ever with that took a Viagra, literally, I was like, okay, it's been 4 hours. Aren't we supposed to take that thing to the emergency room? Can you put that away, Hoss?
Please. I'm good.
Don't ever take that around me again.
Get the duct tape. Get that tied to your leg.
Oh,
you thought it was a Viagra. It was an Advil PM.
This has been fun. Kevin, how are we doing?
It's just about time to check out.
I love
Kevin, I've never heard you be so quiet.
I've never been so quiet.
Look at Kevin. He's so innocent today. Usually he's got some smart-ass thing to say. Leanne, I can't thank you enough for being on the show.
I've enjoyed it. It sounds like we have to come back, so we have so much more to talk about.